So today's verse is First John chapter 4, verses 7 to 12. Okay. I'll read in English and Chinese. Firstly, English. Dear friends, let's love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world, that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. 亲爱的弟兄们啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的，都是由神而生，并且认识神。没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。亲爱的弟兄们，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面就得以完全了。阿门。
弟兄姐妹们，主内平安。
Dear brothers and sisters, peace in the Lord be with you.
感谢神，让我们两个教会可以一起联合聚会。
Thank God for allowing our two churches to have such a joint worship.
刚才的诗歌非常的美妙。
The worship session was just beautiful.
我相信我们弟兄姐妹也享受在这里的敬拜。
I trust that we all enjoy our worship here.
我也感谢神给我今天的机会，可以站在这里分享神的话语。
And I want to thank God for giving me the opportunity to share His words today.
我今天要跟大家分享的题目是让我们彼此相爱。
The topic I want to share is Let us love one another.
约翰一书四章七到十二节。
In First John chapter 4, verse 7 to 12.
第七节这里说，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱。
It says, dear friends, we ought to love one another.
在希腊原文中，这是一个命令句，也就是让我们要彼此相爱。
It is an imperative in the original Greek text, which says, let us love one another.
而在第十一节，他说，亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。
And in verse 11, it says,Dear friends, since God has so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
也当这个字再次强调我们必须彼此相爱。
The word also here emphasizes the command again, we must love one another.
对一个基督徒来讲，这不是一个生活和信仰的选项，而是必须遵守的神的命令。
For a Christian, this is not just an option in our life or a personal belief matter,But a commandment from God that must be obeyed. We have the same teaching from the Old Testament. In Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18, God also required the people who made a covenant with him at the time to love your neighbor as yourself.
所以无论是在旧约的以色列人还是新约的基督徒
Therefore, we can conclude that both Israelites in Old Testament or Christians in the New Testament,
神都要求他的子民必须与他人的关系中活出爱。
God requires his people to live out this love in relationship with each other.
基督教的信仰不是个人的事。
Christian faith is never a personal matter.
爱神更要表现在爱人，尤其是爱我们身边的人。
Your love for God must also be expressed in loving the people of God, especially those around us.
这是上帝所设立的标准，不是人的标准。
This standard is not set by man, but by God.
我们知道约翰一书是使徒约翰接近晚年的时候写给当时教会的一封书信。
We know that the book of 1 John is a letter written to the early church towards the end of John's life.
在那个时代，教会面临各种各样的危险。
At the time, the church faced various threats.
世俗化的危险，律法主义的危险，错误的教导，异端的危险。
Worldliness, legalism, false teachings, and heresies, etc.
这些危险和我们今天教会所面临的挑战非常的相似。
These challenges are very similar to the ones we face today.
然而，约翰在教导关于圣洁生活、防备律法主义以及各种错误异端的同时。
Yet while John taught about holy living, defense against legalism and all types of false doctrines and heresies,
他告诉信徒们，你们应当彼此相爱。
Above all, he taught the believers that we ought to love each other.
有的人可能会说，彼此相爱不就是要照顾对方，顾念其他人的需要吗？
Some of you might say, doesn't loving each other simply mean taking care of one another and being sensitive to the needs of others?
彼此相爱是不是我们在教会中间要建立一种其乐融融的亲如一家的关系呢？
Doesn't that just mean that we should build a joyful and harmonious relationship in our church so that we can act like a family to each other?
这的确是彼此相爱的一部分表现。
That is indeed a part and a form of loving one another.
但是今天在这个世界上有许多宗教似乎表现得比我们更相爱。
However, many world religions today seem to show more love than we Christians do.
我有一位同学，他在30岁的时候就去世了。
I remember my classmate who died at a young age of 30.
在举行他的葬礼之后，他太太就决定皈依佛教。
After his funeral, his widow decided to convert to Buddhism.
因为她觉得在她先生的葬礼上，那些佛教的人员似乎更尽心地帮助她。
Because in her experience in her husband's funeral, the Buddhist workers seemed to be more attentive and loving to her needs.
而她原先的基督徒朋友看上去没有那么的贴心。
And her old Christian friends seemed less loving.
我不想论断那些基督徒的信仰表现。
Now, I don't want to judge those Christian friends of her.
我只想带领大家去思考一个问题。
I just want to lead us to consider this.
什么是我们基督徒的彼此相爱？
What does it mean to love one another for Christians?
我们的彼此相爱和世人相比有什么特别之处？
What's so special about our loving one another compared to the worldly concepts of loving one another.
约翰一书四章七到八节告诉我们，神就是爱的源头，而且神自己就是爱。
In 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 to 8, it says, God is the source of love, and that God himself is love.
所以当基督徒谈到爱的时候，我们所说的爱一定不是从世界来的，一定是从神来的。
Therefore, whenever Christians talk about love or agape, we're surely not talking about the natural human love that comes from this world.
人类的各种爱的关系都有它的价值。
All types of human love relationships, including romantic, all kinds of human love relationships are meaningful.
包括男女之间的爱情，或有父母对儿女的爱。
Romantic loves between men and women.Love, familial affection from parents to their children.
但这些爱充其量只能反映出一部分上帝爱的特征。
All these types of love are good, but they can at best reflect parts and some characteristics of God's love.
他们不能和上帝的爱完全等同或者相提并论。
They cannot be equated with God's love.
所以这就是为什么约翰在说彼此相爱的命令的时候特别要说明。
That is why John, after passing the commandment for Christians to love one another, he had to specify that.
我们既然是从神生的，又说我们是认识神的，我们的生命应该活出神的爱。
We are born of love of God, and since we say we know God, it is God's love that should be manifested in our lives.
要活出上帝的爱，基督徒必须要从神而生，要经历圣经所说的重生。
To live out God's love, Christians must first be truly born from God. That is, experience what the Bible calls rebirth and regeneration from God.
这样圣灵就住在我们的心里面，将上帝的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
So that the Holy Spirit can dwell in our hearts and pour out God's love in our hearts.
而且我们要认识神，也就是和神保持亲密的关系。
Secondly, we must know God, that is to maintain an intimate relationship with God.
只有这样我们才能活出上帝的爱。
Only after that we can live out this love of God.
可是有的弟兄姐妹还会问说，上帝的爱到底有什么不同？
However, some of you might still ask, what's so special about God's love?
我们继续看约翰一书的下面的经文。
Let's continue on about 1 John.
第九到十节说，神差他的独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱。
In verse 9-10, it says, "This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. This is love, not that we love God."But that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
上帝的爱的最高的表现是差遣他的儿子耶稣来到这世上。
This is the highest form of expression of God's love, that he sent his only son Jesus into the world.
耶稣基督因着爱我们，为我们的罪死在十字架上，以至于我们这些本该灭亡的罪人可以得救进入永生。
Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins.Out of love for us, so that we sinners who should have perished could be saved and enter into eternal life. By dying on the cross for our sins, Jesus paid the heaviest price for us with his life, thus demonstrating the love of God.
Yeah,
already said that.
Yeah. 这是上帝的爱的标准。
Such is the standard of God's love.
是一种牺牲的爱，舍己的爱，付上代价的爱。
It is a self-sacrificing love. It is a costly love. It is the most precious love.
That's great. 有的弟兄姐妹可能会说，这样的舍己的爱可能非常的困难。
Some of you might say, this type of love is just too hard.
有的人可能会说，我们会在教会里面用这样的舍己的爱去爱我们的弟兄姐妹吗？
Should we just love our brothers and sisters in the church like Jesus sacrificed himself?
还有人说，或许这种爱只是我们这一辈子的目标和理想。
Perhaps this is just an ideal that we strive for, but can never be fully realized in this life.
在这个现实中可能没法实现。
Yep.
的确，我们现在处的这个现代的社会的生活形态拉开了我们人与人之间的距离。
It is true that the pattern of our modern life has distanced people from each other.
使我们很难建立彼此的亲密的关系。
And that has made it more difficult for us to establish relationship with each other.
地理上和空间上的距离，无形中也拉开了人心的距离。
Geographical and spatial distance have also separated our hearts.
更重要的是，今天社会的多元化使得人和人的观点、立场、眼光之间的差别越来越大。
Worse still, diverse and competing narratives in society have widened the difference between people's viewpoints, positions, and perspectives.
我不知道大家有没有注意到美国发生的事。
Has anyone paid attention to what happened in U.S. recently?
关于 Donald Trump。大家可以有不同的看法，甚至非常极端的对立。
people divide on the matter of Donald Trump.
所以今天在这个时代，我们很难对另外一个人选择全然的相信或者接纳。
We become so untrustful to each other, and it has become so difficult for us to accept others.
甚至因着某种原因，我们会选择敌视或者对立。
And for reasons, we may even choose to be antagonistic to other people.
更不用说我们谈到为了彼此相爱，我们要牺牲和舍己。
Not to mention the sacrificial love that the Bible has commanded us.
所以很多时候我们会觉得我们已经够爱我们的弟兄姐妹了。
Now, some of you might say, "Oh, it feels like I have already loved my brothers and sisters enough."
能够帮他的时候，我就帮他一把。有时间就打一个电话或者发一个信息，关怀一下。我还可以为他们祷告。
I have helped them whenever I can, and I even send messages now and then when I would show them care, and I even pray for them.
除此之外，我还能做什么？
Other than those, what else can I do?
当我们专注在自己的利益和感受的时候，
when we focus on our own interests and feelings,
为了不给我们自己添麻烦，我们对其他人的帮助可能更是锦上添花，很少愿意雪中送炭。
In order not to cause troubles for ourselves, we're more willing to help others by just adding to what already is.But rather bringing what is sorely needed.
爱其他的弟兄姐妹可以。
Yeah, it is easy to love other brothers and sisters.
但是最好不要付上太多的代价，不要因此影响我自己的生活。
It is a good thing to love them, but it is for the better that I don't pay my life, I don't ruin my own life by loving them.
我们不仅已经没有了寡妇两个小钱的奉献，也缺少两个小钱的爱。
We have lost the love of that widow who just gave up everything she had, the only two coins she had to God. And we also lack the love of her.
然而，不幸的是
，Unfortunately，
不幸是带引号。
Quote unquote, unfortunately.
神要求我们的彼此相爱，恰恰就是他儿子耶稣基督那样舍己的爱。
The kind of love God required out of us is precisely the self-sacrificial love of His Son, Jesus Christ.
约翰一书四章十二节继续说。
In 1 John chapter 4, verse 12.
亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也应当彼此相爱。从来没有人见过神。我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面就得以完全。
Dear friends, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives among us, and His love is made complete in us.
当我们愿意效法基督，舍己而且彼此相爱的时候，我们就见证了神与我们。
When we're willing to follow Christ's example of self-sacrifice and love each other at that price, we witness what God's love is like to us.
请注意，这里不是说的神与我个人同在，而是说神与我们这一群人同在。
Please pay attention. The Bible didn't say God is with me, but God is among us.
约翰福音十三章三十四到三十五节也有类似的教导。
In the book of John, chapter 13, verse 34 to 35, the Bible taught us similar.
耶稣说：“我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。”
Jesus said, "A new commandment I give to you."Love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
但是对于我们来说，要在教会中间弟兄姐妹这样舍己的相爱，似乎是很困难。
But the problem is that it seems too difficult for us in the church to love one another in such a self-sacrificial way.
那么有没有人活出这样的彼此相爱呢？
So has anyone ever practiced loving each other like this?
有的弟兄姐妹或许知道在16世纪开始的摩拉维亚弟兄会。
Some of you might heard about the Moravian Brethren, which started in the 16th century.
他们在教会历史中没有太大的名气。
They were not very famous in the history of the church.
但他们却活出了肢体之间彼此相爱的生活。
Yet they lived a life of love among each other.
他们中间有一句话。
They have such a saying.
我们中间没有一个人为自己活，只为那为我们死而复活的主活。
None of us lives for himself, but for him who died for us and rose again.
他们愿意付上代价，除去肢体之间的隔阂。
They were willing to pay the price, eliminate the difference between each other.
真正建立彼此相互、彼此担当的亲密关系，在爱中经历合一。
So that they can build a genuine, intimate bond and mutual love and unity.
那他们是怎么做到这一点？
How do they do that?
当时这些基督徒是住在一个叫守望村的地方。
At the time, they were living in a place called the Watcher's Village.
他们是一群来自欧洲各地有不同信仰背景的人。
They were a group of people from different faith background.Denominational background in church and in Europe.
因着信仰的分歧或者宗教的迫害来到这个。
They were persecuted for their faith or for their difference, so they ended up here seeking refuge.
每个人都认为自己掌握着真理。
Every one of them thinks they have the truth.
所以很快呢，他们就开始彼此的争斗。
So.Soon they began fighting each other.
把这个地方变成了一个战场。
They turned this place into a battlefield.
所以要让他们合一似乎是不可能的，更不要说彼此相爱。
So unity for this group of people seems impossible, and loving each other is a joke.
但是正在这样一个完全无望的环境里面，圣灵做了完不可思议的工作。
However, in such a hopeless situation, the Holy Spirit did His miracle.
他通过这个庄园的主人千层多夫伯爵和一班弟兄一家一家的探访。
He worked through Count Zinzendorf, the host of this village, and a group of believers, visit each other house by house.
用上帝所赐的忍耐和爱心来辅导牧养他们。
They served each other with patience and love given by God.
终于让他们明白了弟兄相爱在圣灵里面的合一是多么的重要。
Finally, the people in this village understood the importance of loving each other in the Bible.
有一天，圣灵感动大家痛哭悔改，看到自己的不顺服和顽梗背离。
One day, the Holy Spirit just moved all the people to weep and repent for their sins.
后来条件成熟的时候，他们就制定了著名的守望公约。
So when the condition was ripe, they made the famous covenant, the Watcher's Covenant.
在神面前一个一个的表明，愿意在主里面互相的扶持和担当。
One by one, they confessed before God that they were willing to support and bear each other's burden in the Lord.
这样一个在当时人数不多的基督教的群体，他们后来发展到了欧洲甚至美洲。
Such a small community grew to Europe and America.
影响了之后将近100年基督教的复兴运动和普世的宣教。
Influencing revivals and ecumenical missions in the next hundreds of years.
潘霍华是第二次世界大战中间的一位德国神学家。
Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a German theologian during the Second World War.
他有一句名言是：“当基督呼召一个人的时候，他是呼召他来死。”
He has a famous quote: "When Christ calls a man, that man is called to die."
我们也知道他用自己的一生来诠释这句话。
And some of you may know that he witnessed to these words with his whole life.
然而，或许很少有人知道。
Yet few people know that.
在当时纳粹对教会逼迫的这个环境之下，他建立了一个基督徒团契性质的神学院。
Under the Nazi persecution of the church at the time, he established a seminary of Christian fellowship.
在那里，他带领了一群弟兄一起生活，一起敬拜，一起祷告，一起侍奉。
There he led a group of young people in common life, common prayer, and common worship.
真实的实践出了彼此相爱的生命的教导。
They practiced the biblical teaching of loving one another.
这段经历促成他之后写了一系列的著作。
That experience led to a series of books that have since been passed on through the ages.
其中在团契生活这本书里面，他记载了那个神学院里面的发生的一些事情。
In a book, Life Together and Prayer Book of the Bible, a book in which he chronicles the life of the members of this seminary.
彭霍华认为基督徒需要推实真实的团契生活。
Bonhoeffer said that Christians need to live out authentic fellowship.
否则就不能有效地做见证，更无法抗拒当时纳粹国家主义意识形态对教导的高压。
Otherwise, they would not be able to witness their faith effectively, much less resist the oppressive ideology of Nazi nationalism in the church at the time.
潘霍华和他的弟兄们在那样一种严苛的环境里面为基督做了美好的见证。
In such a harsh environment, Bonhoeffer and his friendsgave a wonderful witness to Christ.
我不知道大家是否认识到一件事。
I wonder if we realize this.
当我们选择接受上帝无条件的爱，接受耶稣基督为我们救主的同时，
When we accept God's unconditional love for us and Jesus Christ as our Savior,
我们也在宣告，
We're also declaring,
我们愿意效法耶稣基督的榜样，活出舍己爱人的生命。
That we're willing to follow Jesus' example and live a life of self-sacrifice for others.
这样的爱是一定要准备付上代价。
Such a love is costly.
甚至献上自己的生命。
You may even pay with your life.
所以弟兄姐妹可以想象一下。
So you can imagine.
你身边有没有遭遇生活很大的困难或者属灵很大挑战的肢体？
Are there any Christian friends around you that are experiencing great difficulties in life or spiritual challenges?
你愿意付上代价去帮助和陪伴他们吗？
Now, are you willing to pay the price to help them?
这样的陪伴可能会花上你的时间、金钱、精力。这样的陪伴可能会打乱你现有的生活节奏和你事业发展的一个安排。
The price may be your time, your money, your energy, or disruption of your life or your work schedule.
那更进一步呢？
And even more.
如果一旦发现这些弟兄姐妹和你有不同的信仰观念，
When you find out that these brothers or sisters have different beliefs or opinions from yours,
虽然大家都相信耶稣基督的救赎。
Also, we all believe in the salvation of Jesus Christ.
但在神学观念和信仰生活上和你有很大的差异。
But we differ in theological beliefs and life values.
你是否仍然愿意接纳，愿意付上舍己的代价去爱他？
Are you still willing to pay the self-sacrificial price to love them?
大家也可以检验一下自己。
You can examine yourself.
你是否愿意长期开放家庭，接待教会内外有需要的？
Are you willing to open your home, in the long term to hospitalize those in need inside or outside the church?
相比之下，其实我们更愿意帮助远处的人，因为他们跟我们没有直接的关系，他不会影响到我们的生活。
Comparatively, we're more willing to help people in the distance because they're less influential to our actual life.
我这样说不仅仅在挑战你们，也是挑战我自己。
I'm not saying this just to challenge you, but also to challenge myself.
几天前有一位从多伦多来的师母。
A couple of days ago, a pastor's wife from Toronto.
她跟我们分享了她近期服事的见证。
She shared about his life and service in the church recently.
我十年前去过他们家，知道他们家有五个孩子。所有的居住条件是非常有限的。
10 years ago, I visited their home, And they had five children at the time, so their living space was extremely limited.
但是这些年他们的家接待和收留了有许多不同需要的人。
Yet, over the years, they have continued to host and hospitalize many people with different needs.
有教会中间因为单亲母亲去世留下来的孤儿。
There are orphans from the church who were left behind by the death of single parents.
有教会中间因为电子物品成瘾的少年人被父母亲送去寻求帮助。
There are teenagers in the church addicted to electronic devices and were sent by their parents to seek help.
还有教会外面来慕名而来的忧郁症患者需要陪伴。
And people from outside the church, that need companionship for their depression.
这些人住在他们家，短则几天，长则数月，甚至几年。
These people stay at their home, sometimes a few days, and sometimes a few months, and even years.
而这对牧师夫妇，他们不仅在生活上照顾这些有需要的人。
The pastor's couple.They took care of these people in need of their daily life. And provided them with spiritual care and pastoral care and accompaniment. This couple witnessed to the church the love of one another in God.
今天愿意付上代价的彼此相爱是教会在这个世界中唯一强有力的见证。
Today, the love for one another is the only powerful witness of Christians to this world.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们应该怎么做？
So dear brothers and sisters, what are we prepared to do?
我们要像摩拉维亚弟兄会那样的去经历教会的合一呢？
Are we going to be like the Moravian brethren that we experience the unity in God through difficulty?
或者是我们应该效法潘霍华他的弟兄团契，一起生活，一起敬拜呢？
Or should we imitate Dietrich Bonhoeffer and his fellowship to worship and live together in God?
或者我们要求我们所有的弟兄姐妹都开发家庭来接待其他的肢体？
Should we require that every member in the church to open their home to different people?
但说实话，我也不知道该怎么做。
To tell the truth, I don't know.
但是我相信，只要我们愿意遵守主的命令，学习切实的彼此相爱。
But I trust that as long as we're willing to obey God, to love one another and put that into practice,
圣灵会感动我们，带领我们做成他在我们中间彼此连接的工作。
The Holy Spirit will do His job and build unity among us.
最终成就上帝的旨意。
And finally bring the love of God, the will of God to reality.
此时此刻我们愿不愿意开始为这样的一种彼此相爱的生活祷告？
Are we willing to pray for such a life of love of each other?Starting now today.
求神光照我们，让我们彼此相爱，不要只在言语和舌头上。
And we're praying to God that let our love be in practice instead of just be on our tongue.
乃是在行为上，而且是愿意付上代价的行为上。
Let us put that into practice at our cost and pay the price.
求神的爱充满我们，让我们看见主耶稣因着他的大爱为我们付上了何等的代价。
May the love of God fill us and witness to us the heavy cost that Jesus Christ paid for us.
让我们脱离虚假的明哲保身式的爱神和爱人。
Let us leave the type of superficial love. That is easy and less costly.
让我们被他舍己的爱激励，切实的彼此相爱。
Let us be encouraged by his self-sacrificial love and love one another in practice.
求神给我们力量和智慧，从我们身边的人开始做起。
We are praying to God to give us strength to practice that love to the ones around us, to our neighbors.
就是让我们看见教会或者小组中谁有需要，开始凭着信心迈出第一步。
Let God show us the people in our fellowship and in our neighborhood who are in need, who need our love in Jesus.
学习付上代价的彼此相爱。
And let us learn to pay the price to love one another.
在这个幕后的时代，让我们一同经历，在我们教会中，在小组中，在团契中，彰显神的同在和作为。
Let's experience together in these last days and manifest God's presence and works in our church, in our fellowship and small groups.
真实的在我们周围的人群中，在我们的社区中见证神。
So we can truly witness God to the people around us.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray together now.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, thank you.
你在创世之前，在耶稣基督里面就拣选了我们。
Before creation, you have chosen us in Christ.
你让我们成为你的儿女。
You elected us to be your children.
你把我们从这个黑暗的世界中间呼召出来。
You have called us out of this dark world.
我要做你荣耀的见证。
For your glorious witness.
主，所以求你帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
我们愿意遵行你的命令。
We are willing to obey your order.
我们愿意彼此相爱。
We are willing to love one another.
让我们效法你儿子舍己的榜样。
Let us imitate your son's self-sacrificial example.
在这个黑暗和混乱的时代里面。
In these dark times.
我们真正来见证你的同在和荣耀。
So we can witness to your dwelling among us and your love.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.